My guest at this time is Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps, Washington's premier musical satirist. And Mark, you and I have chronicled before how a couple inches of snow pretty much sends the nation's capital into full shutdown, huddle in the corner, trembling mode. I've even seen rain cancel school since I've moved out here. Now, of course, we've had an earthquake on Tuesday, and we've got a hurricane barreling towards us. So actually, when real events hit, obviously this place is going to be very much in panic mode. So what are the Capitol Steps doing to prepare for this onslaught of nature?
Oh, we agree with Congress. Just head out of town and lay low and not say anything. and just head for the hills.
Now, are you guys still going ahead with your weekend shows?
Yeah, we are. We're just going to see what happens. I mean, the shows in downtown D.C., I think we actually lucked out. We don't have a show scheduled because there's some event going on there. So I think the OptiNet people are the ones that have to worry about Saturday night. So we'll be fine, though. But, you know, this whole earthquake thing had people so on edge, and then to follow it up with a hurricane is pretty strange.
Yeah, it really is. A lot of folks are wondering if the locusts are next. And
Yes, or worst rapture ever. One of the two, if we're talking biblical terms.
What were the Capitol Steps doing on Tuesday during the earthquake?
You know, we weren't really doing much. We just were like everybody else.
Like
thinking,
Congress.
Wow, a low-flying plane is happening. Wow, it's getting windy. And then, oh, my gosh, I think we're having an earthquake. So, a new experience for those of us who are, longtime East Coasters. You know, California people are like, get a hold of yourself. It was nothing. And we're all freaking out. I did enjoy the fact that the paper had a thing that said, earthquake puts crack in Washington Monument. And Marion Barry, of course, ran down there as fast as he could to see what's going on.
Ah, very good. Very good. You guys should get some pretty good material out of this. Fortunately, the earthquake did not do much damage, unless you are the Washington Monument or the National Cathedral, or closer, I should say, to the epicenter, folks down there.
Right,
saw a little bit of damage, and obviously I think the effects of the hurricane will be more widespread, but I think what folks do hope for is, regardless of the extent of the damage, there's a slightly better government response than we got after, say Katrina?
Yes, I think that's exactly correct. We hope that the damage will not be extensive, but if there is any damage, let's hope that that the government can react a little quicker than we've seen in the past.
So this might put you even more on edge than you already are, but here's the Capitol Steps look back at how FEMA didn't exactly come through with flying colors back then.
Never saw two storms just like this. Was New Orleans under a curse? As the waters raged around me, and I thought that things couldn't get worse, they sent in FEMA. That guy Brownie, feeble job in all respects. FEMA sprang to action when the waters reached our necks. Where was Bush in this disaster? At his ranch just having fun. You gotta give the press some credit. It came the moment his vacation was done. He makes me scream up. It's a warning. Soon the White House will insist. Katrina will be joining Bush's evil axis list. If you ever should need FEMA, there's one way you'll have a chance. FEMA needs to know your disaster at least 2 weeks in advance.
Oh, these pesky hurricanes keep coming when presidents are on vacation, Mark.
I know. Isn't that crazy? You'd kind of think that maybe they know something that we don't know.
I know. It darn near interrupted President Bush's brush clearing. I think it might interrupt President Obama's back nine one of these days this weekend.
Yeah, it's PR nightmares, I guess, too. Well, I guess, the president, I guess he's up where it's going to track off to maybe Sunday or so. So he might have to call it short for other reasons.
Yeah, exactly. He's not just going to be an observer. He could end up being, I don't want to say a victim, but, certainly affected by it. So, Mark, hope you guys keep your heads above water, as does everybody else, over the next couple of days. And we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me.
Mark Eaton, master impressionist of the Capitol Steps. Check them out every Friday and Saturday evening, except this Saturday, at the Reagan Building here in Washington. Learn more about them online at capsteps.com, where you can get a copy of their latest CD, Desperate House Members. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.